Before we start, how many of you, that's really loud. How many of you, this is your first FOSDEM? Amazing, amazing. How many have been here more than 5 times? Okay. Any more than that, that's, you're just, you might as well live here. So, okay, well, we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about developer experience and how it is more than just productivity metrics. They're not the same. They might share a word, but they're not the same. So we've all had that experience using a tool that or service that was a disaster. I'm sure if I asked everybody to say at the same time a tool or a service, you could probably come up with one off the top of your head. But that experience could be maybe your worst deployment process you've ever seen. It could be the most painful code base that you've seen. Hopefully you haven't looked at mine. Or it's, maybe documentation. It's so confusing that you don't even know how you're supposed to, use what the tool is doing. Who has had that kind of an experience? Yeah, like it's pretty common. There are also plenty of examples, though, that we could point to that really kind of illustrate a good developer experience. How many of you could also come up with a tool or so that you're like, I really enjoy using that? Yeah, they are very... they stick in our minds. One that for me always comes to mind is, thinking back about Heroku. Back in the day, and I say back in the day, 10, 15 years ago, you could, as simple as git push Heroku main, and you would have whatever you were building was now up running as simple as that. It was one of the simplest ways for, developers to spin something up, really get started. Without a whole lot of headache. Now they've since made some changes. They're not as as easy as they used to be, but that was the core of that service. There's others that have now kind of come along, like Netlify kind of has the push button, and now you can deploy a site. There's a lot of the same kind of idea, but they're not the only game in town now that has kind of the idea of trying to make it as simple as possible for a developer to do their work and get it out there. My name is Jeremy Meese. I'm a developer, head of developer experience and developer relations at a company called OneStream Software. I also help organize DevOps Days in Kansas City, and I am a CDF ambassador. So I'm glad to be here. So because developer experience itself is such an integral part of like the entire development lifecycle, and yes, this is an AI-generated image, it's going to have all sorts of issues, it's just meant to be there. It means that like the ease of use, our reliability, how accessible and understandable the documentation is, how efficient our processes are, the